For 2 years, Army Ranger Corey Remsburg and his family called Tampa home. He became known nationwide when President Obama introduced him during the State of the Union address this year.
Corey is here tonight. And like the Army he loves, like the America he serves, Sergeant First Class Corey Remsburg never gives up and he does not quit.
Injured in 2009, Remsburg spent 2 years recuperating at Tampa's James A. Haley VA Hospital. He returns once a year to show the medical staff his progress. As part of WUSF's new Veterans Coming Home project, the Remsburg family invited WUSF's Bobby O'Brien to come along as Remsburg came home to his family of therapists and physicians at Haley.
Corey Remsburg was injured by an IED in Afghanistan while on his 10th deployment. His fellow Rangers found him face down in a water-filled canal with shrapnel in his brain. He was in a coma when he arrived at the Polytrauma Center at James A. Haley VA Hospital in Tampa. Chief of Staff Dr. Edward Cotolo remembers Corey. His room was on 5 North.
He's not a hard one to forget. He was very ill when he came here, very ill. You know, we've had over 800 patients admitted to our polytrauma system. And there's a handful that you just don't forget, and Corey was certainly one of them.
And Corey has not forgotten them, the therapists, nurses, and doctors. He returned this year with one goal in mind, to walk unassisted to Dr. Stephen Scott, director of the Polytrauma Center.
We would like you to stand up because he wants to walk to you.
That's Corey's stepmother, Annie Remsburg.
Get your balance.
Right at knee. That's it.
Right at me. Got it, Corey. That's it.
There you go. Hey, all right. Corey's stride is halting, a bit awkward, but he navigates about 10 feet with no help. Annie Remsburg trails closely behind should he falter.
One of the things that's interesting about Corey and his story is that so many people said he couldn't do things. You're not going to walk. You're not going to do this. Remember what I mean? How many times we heard that? And Corey said, always said, yes, I can. I'm going to. Yes, I can.
To be a ranger, I had the mental part down. It's a physical part I'm learning to overcome.
Corey said, being a ranger, I had the mental part down. It's the physical part I'm learning to overcome. His speech is slow and labored. He had to learn to speak all over again. He's overcome a lot. Dozens of surgeries, blindness in his right eye, a partially paralyzed left side. He was in a coma for more than 3 months. The treatments and people at Haley brought him back. His father, Craig Remsburg, credits a combination of the man above, Haley's emerging consciousness program, family, and familiarity.
We knew that he loved vanilla extract, so we would burn, you know, that aroma. We play scrubs. He loves scrubs. He would do that, so we had that always playing on a reel.
I can't do this all on my own, though I know I'm no Superman.
His buddies would come down. You know, we personalized everything with a purpose.
They enlarged photographs to wall-sized murals. One showed Corey jumping out of an airplane, another of him with his Ranger buddies. They even hung up a pair of Ranger PT gym shorts, also known as Ranger panties. They were placed in the corner of the room so he could see them with his good eye when he woke up.
His speech therapist, Leni, is she still here?
Yeah, I told her she were here.
Oh, great. We
want to see Leni here.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning. She would take a washcloth and she would wash his face and she would say, good morning, Ranger. I'm here and we're going to try and get you to wake up now.
There was no great awakening in a day, like in a movie. It was gradual and took a lot of hard work every day for 2 years. As soon as Corey could eat solid food, Dr. Scott would sneak him 2 Boston cream donuts every morning as an incentive. Even though Corey now lives in Arizona, Dr. Scott is still motivating his prize patient as they talk next to the new treadmill pool at Haley.
All right, Corey, let's go to the, what's your goal in walking, what's your goal in running, okay? Tell me what goal it is.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, what is your goal?
To walk independently,
sustaining independent walking.
Okay, and so that's a good one, but that's not good enough. Give me a better one. You know me, I'm gonna give you one harder, okay? Give me a better one.
Eventually to run.
That's what I was hoping to say, all right? Yeah. And I'll give you a third.
Lead on me.
Lead on me.
Run uphill.
Oh, well.
There you go, all right? That'll be my extra goal, all right? And the reason why you run uphill, because the view is better.
At that suggestion, Corey smiled and held up a large cup of coffee as if making a toast, affirming his new goals. And he says, he knows me. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
WUSF's Veterans Coming Home is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.